We heard a rare difference of position between President Bush and Vice President Cheney yesterday. At a campaign stop in Iowa, the vice president restated his opposition to a constitutional amendment that would bar same-sex marriages. President Bush has backed the amendment. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
Cheney held a town hall-style forum in Davenport, Iowa yesterday. Such events are a staple of the Bush-Cheney campaign and have been criticized for being packed with friendly audiences, often asking softball questions. But a question by a woman asking the vice president's views on homosexual marriage, by all accounts, was anything but staged, and Mr. Cheney answered it in quite personal terms.
With respect to the question of gay marriage, Lynn and I have a gay daughter. So it's an issue that our family is very familiar with. We have two daughters, and we have enormous pride in both of them. They're both fine young women. They do a superb job, frankly, of supporting us, and we were blessed with both our daughters. With respect to the question of relationships, my general view is that freedom means freedom for everyone. People ought to be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to.
The vice president went on to say that, in his view, the legality of such relationships is a matter for the states to decide. Cheney's thoughts on the subject of gay marriage are not new. As Cheney himself noted, he said the same thing 4 years ago during a debate with Democrat Joseph Lieberman. And Cheney spokeswoman Ann Womack said the vice president's views have not changed. But Cheney's comments were immediately seized by both sides in the culture war, in which same-sex marriage has emerged as a major battleground. Patrick Guerrero is president of Log Cabin Republicans, a GOP group that supports gay rights.
This was a major break with the president. It's unprecedented in this administration for the vice president to publicly address a policy perspective difference. He said that powerfully. He said it to the nation. He was talking about his own family. And he, in a lot of ways, opened up the nation to a great divide within the Republican Party. About a party, whether we're the party that will be embracing all of Americans or whether we'll embrace only the radical rights exclusive agenda.
In New York yesterday, the Republican Party unveiled a draft platform that endorses proposed constitutional amendments banning same-sex marriages as well as abortion. Log Cabin Republicans and other social moderates hope to change the plank and believe Cheney's remarks may help their cause. Social conservative groups see the vice president's remarks quite differently. Tony Perkins is president of the Family Research Council. Perkins says he is troubled by the vice president's comments.
I think the vice president has served this administration well, on his foreign policy expertise, his defense knowledge, and, I guess my only suggestion to the administration is that the vice president should talk about the military and not marriage.
Perkins dismissed the idea that Cheney's position on gay marriage might lead some social conservatives to stay home come November rather than turning out for the Bush-Cheney ticket. The Senate easily turned back a constitutional amendment barring same-sex marriages last month, but Perkins says the issue will be on the ballot in referendum form in as many as 13 states this November. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.